cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
It is. For newcomers, look into my site, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and also Alan Watt Sentient Sentinel.eu, where you can get transcripts downloaded in some of the languages of Europe. Today is September the 19th, 2007. And the last time I was on, I was mentioning something about the technique of controlling masses of people through the perfect understanding of their nature. I mentioned a man called Jax Ellul, E-L-L-U-L. This man is the man who Aldous Huxley referred to when anyone asked him about technique, what it was about, and who the main expert in it was. And Jax Ellul lived in France. He was advisor to different presidents of France after World War II. And he ended up working for various associations to do with world government and the United Nations. What is technique? This is the same technique and the same word, in fact, that we find Zbigniew Brzezinski and others discuss. Technique, technique, but they never really explain what they mean by technique. Some of them call it the technocracy. Others call it a type of political technocracy. But it's really beyond politics. It's over and above politics. It's how to guide whole nations into a predetermined goal. And Jax Ellul himself, who first printed this particular book called The Technological Society, he first published it in French in France in 1954. This man understood it all perfectly. Why did he understand it so perfectly? It was because he'd been taught since he was very young, as some of them are. A very few people are given access to archives where they get all of this information, information of the study of human behavior going back for thousands of years. Formulas, if you like, formulas which, if they've worked before, if they're introduced in the same sequence, will always work again. So they never change them. That's the beauty of formulas and people. He said himself that basically technique refers to any complex of standardized means for attaining a predetermined behavior that is deliberate and rationalized. The technical man is standardized into devices into motion. He cannot help admiring the spectacular effectiveness of nuclear weapons of war. Above all, he is committed to the never-ending search for the one best way to achieve any designated objective. That's what they mean by technique. It's how to motivate people, vast groups of people who will never really understand the end. They think they do because they believe the exoteric propaganda, but they never really get to the end. They never really see it coming because this is the dialectic technique where you almost have an opposite effect from the one that you push for in the first place.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hey folks, Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix. You got to excuse me, sometimes I go straight into the ads, but sometimes I get an intro or an exit, sometimes I don't. So if I'm cut off, I don't know where I've been cut off and where to continue from. So I do my best here. Now, talking about Jack C. Lowell and his book, one of his many books actually, The Technological Society, which eventually was published in English in about 1964, I think, or about then. Now, he talks about the discipline of the techniques. And he's talking here about economics as well. He says the intellectual discipline of economics itself becomes technicized. Technical economic analysis is substituted for the older political economy, included in which was a major concern with the moral structure of economic activity. Thus, doctrine is converted into procedure. And that's very important because you have theories which become doctrine, and then it gets put into procedure as fact. It's actually acted out, even though it's only theory. And the whole bunch of them go together. They swear allegiance, actually, to go towards this particular theory without ever explaining it really to the public what they're doing. So he talks about the technicians. They form a closed fraternity with their own esoteric vocabulary. And that's the same with all bureaucracies, by the way. Moreover, they're concerned only with what is, as distinct from what ought to be. This is in the foreword of his book, so you can imagine what the rest of the book is like. He says, politics in turn becomes an arena for contention among rival techniques. The technician sees the nation quite differently from the political man. To the technician, the nation is nothing more than another sphere in which to apply the instruments he has developed. To him, the state is not the expression of the will of the people, nor a divine creation, nor a creature of class conflict. It is an enterprise, very important word, enterprise, in the high esoteric circles, providing services that must be made to function efficiently. And what he means by that is, they use terms like cost-cutting, etc., when it comes to health care or certain services you're taxed on. But what they really mean is they're going to reduce your service by cutting the costs. They can't give you the same services. They use a particular vocabulary which sounds pretty good to us. We like cost-cutting, but to the guys who introduced these techniques, they're meaning they're going to cut back your services. That's what it means. Either that, they'll tax you more for the same service. So the use of terminology is very, very important. He goes on to say he judges states in terms of their capacity to utilize techniques effectively, not in terms of their relative justice. Political doctrine revolves around what is useful rather than what is good. Purposes drop out of sight, and efficiency becomes the central concern. As a political form best suited to the massive and unprincipled use of technique, dictatorship gains in power. Again, going back to Plato, he goes through the different systems, republic, democracy, and so on. And when you hear them pushing democracy, as Plato said, they're actually aiming towards a form of dictatorship, because all this has been done before, you see. It always ends up in dictatorship. Now, Alal goes on to say, and this in turn narrows the range of choice for the democracies. Either they too use some version of effective technique, centralized control and propaganda, or they will fall behind. Not understanding what the rule of technique is doing to him and to his world, modern man is beset by anxiety and a feeling of insecurity. He tries to adapt to changes he cannot comprehend. The conflict of propaganda takes the place of the debate of ideas. Technique smothers the ideas that put its rule in question and filters out for public discussion only those ideas that are substantial in accord with the values created by a technical civilization. Social criticism is negated because there is only slight access to the technical means required to reach large numbers of people. He's talking about the media here. It's all to do with the media. Control the whole media, and you control the minds of the people by using technique and repetitive slogans and little catchphrases like downsizing, upsizing, cost-cutting, etc., etc., which the people then parrot themselves, but really doesn't mean much at all to average Joe. Now, I'm going to cut back here to page 368, where he says, propagandistic manipulations take place under all forms of government and in all walks of life. It may be said that we live in a universe which is psychologically subversive. Even so, modern man has no clear conception of the extent of the phenomenon. Experience cannot reveal it to him. He would have to be outside looking in. We in France are fortunate in living in a country where propaganda is still remarkably inefficient. In addition, we are acquainted with the technique of social psychoanalysis, as reported by the pre-1938 Berlin Institute of Applied Psychology and by numerous American institutes and research committees. It is scarcely necessary to add that all propaganda technicians in search of the one best way loudly proclaim the value of exploiting the great subconscious motives I have described. As I say, this book is a really must for those who are really trying to find out how their lives have been run for them, how the school system how the indoctrination went through the schooling and then was carried over into the regular media, right up to your mainstream news. This was talked about too by a guy who was an Archbishop of Canterbury back in the 40s and 50s and 60s. They called him the Red Bishop because he people thought he was communistic in his ideas, but he wasn't. And he kept using a phrase that was called continuing education on the general public. Now, for the general public who heard his statements and who did not attend his lectures, it sounds pretty good. Yeah, we'll take night school courses and upgrade, as we call it now, since we're all becoming computers. But no, what he meant was the media would constantly put out new terms and catchphrases and start to tell us what to do, how to keep fit, what to eat, what to wear, what kind of weather. All of these things, a world, again, run by experts. Same with Bertrand Russell. That's what he said would come in. He said eventually we'll bring in a society where the average person will be unable to do anything for themselves without the advice of an expert. And we've actually gone to that step. And that's rather scary. Now back to the technological society. On page 369, you find here, he says, one, the critical faculty has been suppressed by the creation of collective passions. The well-known phenomenon of reciprocal suggestion has made collective passion a very different force from individual passion. You've all heard about communitarianism, your community on your local news, are you part of your community, etc. That's what he's talking about. We're all doing things together. Everything that's together is promoted. We know that individual passion is in itself inimical to the critical faculty, but the critical faculty can still be exercised if some equilibrium can be established between criticism and passion. And the collective passion created by technique, of which technique itself is sometimes the object, the critical faculty, which is peculiar to the intellectual organization of the individual, is excluded. As Monneron says flatly, there is no such thing as a collective critical faculty. Because technique acts upon men collectively, the passion it provokes, which exists in everybody, are amplified. Suppression of the critical faculty, man's growing incapacity to distinguish truth from falsehood, the individual from the collectivity, action from talk, reality from statistics, and so on, is one of the most evident results of the technical power of propaganda. Human intelligence cannot resist propaganda's manipulation of its subconscious. And that last little part is worth repeating. Human intelligence cannot resist propaganda's manipulation of its subconscious. Number two, a good social conscience appears with suppression of the critical faculty. Technique provides justification to everybody and gives all men the conviction that their actions are just, good, and in the spirit of truth. This conviction is the stronger because it is collectively shared. As I said before, the average person thinks they're sane because they bounce ideas off their neighbors. And if their neighbors have the same opinions as they have, because they've all had the same indoctrination, you think you must be sane. That's what it means. And he's going through that very thing here. The individual finds the same convictions in his fellow workers and neighbors and feels himself strengthened in it through the implicit communion of media such as the radio. In countries where propaganda technique is exploited, there's a decrease in neurosis as well as in crime. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? The more propaganda that's out there, the less neurosis there is and crime even falls. We can believe the wartime statistics of the Nazis and the Americans because they fit so well with everything else we know. Conversely, whenever for some reason propaganda technique fails to instill a good collective social conscience, and there you go. See, technique and propaganda gives you a good collective social conscience. And this, of course, is what all religions do, is to give you one particular type of social conscience. You all know the rules. Now, I hear the music coming up this time. So we're back with Jack's lull in the technological society after these messages.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi folks, Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix and Going Through the Technological Society by Jax Ellul, one of the big players in advising other players, lesser players, even Aldo Huxley, into what makes people tick. And when you read their books, being human again, you'll jump into the dialectic of thinking about sides, like whose side is he on? And you've got to realize that these guys really are not on a side. They work for the one boss that runs the world, the one system that runs the world. It's only the lesser types that automatically jump for sides. It's a very human trait. If you get sides in anything, believe you me, it's being supplied to you. They're ready-made for you. And if you have a particular thing which you're into, a hobby or a conspiracy hobby or something like that, they've also got lots of sites out there for you too to join, and they will control you through that particular group. That's how bad it is. We're dealing with a total system here. Now, before I continue with some more of Jax Ellul's The Technological Society, I want to mention that people can look into my website for a few things that I do sell. and you can donate some money. The prices are up there for donations, which keeps me going, because believe you me, like, there's a lot of other things I could be doing to sustain myself, but this is a full-time job almost, doing this, what I'm doing now. So support me by buying the DVDs, the CDs, 12-hour per CD, on ancient religions, again, techniques of ancient times. And also, there's books for sale which go through into the esoteric understanding of the vocabulary and how words have been put together very carefully by priesthoods in the 1500s, such as English. In fact, all the European languages were updated around the same era. And they're coded. I show you some of the codes that are in them, which the high esoteric groups use. And they'll ask all the way to the bank with your money as they do so, and you don't even know you've been ripped off most of the time. And that's how good their technique is. So help support me. Keep me going. It takes money to keep this all going. And that's enough of my shameless self-promotion. I'll get back to Jack C. Lowe, the Technological Society. As I was saying, he was mentioning that the more totalitarian the propaganda is, the more perfected it is, the more well-behaved society is, because they've all been given a sort of formula to exist within, a group culture. This isn't new, because religion did the same things in past ages. You were given a whole set of rules and laws and regulations which you all followed, and if the regular policeman didn't catch you breaking the law, then the god would, because God saw you everywhere. The all-seeing eye is always present. And so you've always been controlled in all ages, especially since the beginning of the monetary system, which created a leisure class which could study human behavior then. Before that, there was no leisure class. Everybody had to literally work to survive. So on page 369, Jack C. Lowe goes on, conversely, for some reason propaganda technique fails to instill a good collective social conscience, there's a sudden and brutal collapse of the sense of individual justification, and individual morale falls drastically. This, among other things, would explain the extraordinary increase in neurosis in the United States after 1945. A similar situation among the Germans may have other explanations, but I am convinced that the sudden halting in the Nazi propaganda machine played a significant role in German post-war neurosis. The problem in the United States has been so serious that it's led to the dramatic development of psychoanalytic therapy in the past few years, and that's when they brought it all out. In the 50s, suddenly it became very popular, a fad. It was pushing all the magazines, mainly women's magazines, that the therapist was the new priest. That's where you went with your problems, and he'd deal with it all. And Hollywood churned out lots of movies, both comedy and straight fiction as well, to promote the therapist. The therapist was to take over, and he is the new priest for the present age. This development in reality represents a resumption on an individual level of the activity which collective technique had abandoned. When a good collective social conscience has been created, the individual becomes addicted to it as to a drug. And when the Americans realize that individual psychoanalysis is more costly, less efficient, because it cannot integrate the individual, and more difficult, they will return to a collective psychotherapeutic technique, which they have. It's called massive media propaganda. Propaganda technique, moreover, creates a new sphere of the sacred. As Monero puts it, when an entire category of events, beings, and ideas is outside criticism. And that's very important. When an entire category of events, beings, people, and ideas is outside criticism, it constitutes a sacred realm in contrast to the realm of the profane. As a result of the profound influence of the mechanisms of propaganda, a new zone of the forbidden is created in the heart of man, but it is artificially induced, in contrast to the taboos of primitive societies. I'll be back to explain that after the following messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi. Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix. Just giving you some of the techniques which are used and why they work on whole populations. They work primarily because there's a coordinated effort at the higher political system, the frontmen, when they're taught all the same buzzwords and terms and all come out saying weapons of mass destruction like a robot. Whenever they're questioned, they're told to parrot these little phrases. And the more people who parrot them at the top, the more we must think it must be true because they're all saying the same thing, aren't they? Well, it's because we're all at the same meeting and we're told what to say. That's why they all say the same thing. That's why it works. So he goes on to say in page 370, Jack C. Lull, he says, to summarize, the suppression of the critical faculty, the formation of a good social conscience, and the creation of a sphere of the sacred are all aspects of a single manifestation. The first and clearest consequence of the application of psychoanalytic mass techniques. Incidentally, Our analysis confirms a social phenomenon frequently analyzed by modern sociologists, the creation of the masses. These three elements add a new dimension to the masses. The masses thereby gain an internal cohesion they did not possess naturally. A unifying psychism has come into being. That's what they mean by culture creation. They create and upgrade your culture very quickly, actually. And we all parrot the new terms they give us because the terms themselves put pictures in our minds of what we're supposed to be. We're all in it together. That's what you hear when all wars begin. We're all in it together. And the propaganda labels and posters, etc., that go up generally use that term in one way or another. Yep, we're all in it together. And you'll find, too, the sacred manifestation. They create the sacred. That's when the leaders drape themselves in your national flags and emblems using the tribal bonding instinct. And sure enough, most people put their brain out the window when that happens, and they let their heart take over because they've all been conditioned to follow. That's the other part of it. Another part of it is, too, is when presidents and prime ministers give out new terrorist laws, supposedly, whole new martial law laws in actual fact across the planet, not just in US and Britain, and tell the rest of the congressmen or politicians that it's unpatriotic to read it. Just pass it. That's your democracy for you. And yet that happened. That's happened. President Bush told them in the U.S., if they read the anti-terrorism laws, this massive omnibus bill, which would have taken you weeks to read anyway, and probably months to read it, in fact, he said it would be unpatriotic for any of them to actually read it. Just pass it, carte blanche. And they did, except for one abstention. And that tells you they're all paid from the same pocket, you see, because politicians, being psychopathic types, want self-gain. They don't care about you. And that's no news to those like myself in the know. It might be news to the general public who fall for the personality propaganda technique that's propagated to us. We're living in a very controlled system, a perfectly controlled matrix, where everyone is given a particular type of culture. It's upgraded sometimes 3-4 times in one lifetime. And those who live through it don't even notice the changes, where right is made wrong, wrong is made right, and new norms come into being that throw the old norms out. And Joe Average, who really doesn't think critically, can't analyze it for himself because they all flow in the same direction. Everyone is flowing in the same direction at the same time, and they're not questioning either. They just accept. Most people live in a subliminal existence, a twilight zone, where they use twilight language to indoctrinate your mind. That's how it works. So you have to do your homework if you really are trying to wake up, not to get a country back, because what era are you trying to get back? The corrupt system of the 50s, 40s, 30s, or 20s, or what? Because it was all the same system, and your great-grandparents were being controlled back in their day by the same people with sciences behind them, and often the ancestors of the present bunch that's in power, because in Europe we just have family dynasties running for governments using either the mother's name or the father's name, so they can confuse us as well and throw us off the track by picking one or the other names. This is very, very common, and there's nothing new in it, because if you read the histories of Jefferson and others to do with the United States, he talked about the laws they tried to pass to stop the first generation of politicians from getting their own offspring into government, and they failed pretty miserably. I think even Washington got some relatives in. Franklin tried to get his son Temple in, but luckily he was so mixed up in fairly nasty deeds that he didn't get in. But others did, and it's been the same ever since. You can trace the long-term members in politics, whether it's a democracy or a republic, doesn't matter at all, because they've been in bed together, like Carol Quigley said, since at least the beginning of the 1900s. Completely in bed together, in fact. same bed, and we're being guided along a particular course towards world governments. At the beginning of the 1900s, people were sent over to the U.S. from London. Wells went across and talked to senators. We find that Rudyard Kipling was sent across to read his little poem to pass the torch on to the U.S., which they did. They knew that the U.S. would supply the future men for armies. The tax base would be phenomenal because of the population increase in the United States. And they knew they would take over as policemen of the world at the beginning of the 1900s. And they discussed it fully in the books written at that period. For those who want to go into it, seek out the old books. Anything written after World War I goes down the hill. Anything written after World War II is useless, pretty well, because they're heavily, heavily authorized. That's why you have authors who are authorized, just like the King James Bible was the authorized Bible. Not anybody can be an author and have your books published. I know this for a fact because I've had some phone me up who've been told what to write and guaranteed to have a bestseller if they do by the big boys, by the Penguin Books and other ones. That's how it really works in real life. Same in the music industry. A star is made. You don't need talent. If you've been picked for it, you'll get there because they'll make it happen for you. That's how it really is as well with authors. So all you poor souls that are scribbling away there, thinking if you just do good, you'll get up there by sending out your transcripts out. Sorry, it won't happen unless you're just copying something you've read already, which is in vogue and is being promoted as the way to go. Same in music too. That's the world in which we live. It's a controlled system, completely controlled. The last thing they want out there in society is truth, truth that might break the spell, burst the bubble, and have people thinking. Because if people start thinking, who knows where it might lead? It might just turn this whole agenda upside down. It might start exposing all the big magicians at the top for what they are. But really, we've got to flush the magicians out because they're behind the scenes. They're the advisors. The advisors are far more important to presidents and to the people than anyone we'll elect. They're trained in the technique of the technocrats, the technocracy, like Jax Ilawa is saying. Now, what he says, too, on page 371 of his book, Jax Ilawa, The Technological Society, he says, a third consequence of technical propaganda manipulation is the creation of an abstract universe. Here's the Matrix, representing a complete reconstruction of reality in the minds of its citizens. The new universe is a verbal universe, to use the excellent phrase of Armand Robin, our keenest student of radio propaganda. Men fashion images of things, events, and people which may not reflect reality, but which are truer than reality. Truer than reality. These images are based on news items which, as is the case of much of the world, are faked. Faked news. Most of the news you get is fake news and diversions or trivia. Their purpose is to form rather than to inform. Just data, overloading you with data. Faking the news is systematically practiced by the Soviet radio, but the procedure is found to a lesser degree in all countries. All of us are familiar with the innocent fraud of the illustrated newspapers in which a photograph is accompanied by ambiguous caption. A shipyard, for example, is indifferently described as a plant in one of the democracies or in the Soviet Union or wherever. Or you'll find it even today, and this is me talking now, when you find the feds are raiding someone's home, suddenly the media says it's a compound. So a farm or a house becomes a compound. Ooh. And that's how it's done. That's the fakeness of it all. This kind of thing, he goes on to say, represents the first step towards a sham universe. It is also indicative of an important element in today's psychology, the disappearance of reality in a world of hallucinations. Man will be led to act from real motives that are scientifically directed and increasingly irresistible. Think about the computer. He will be brought to sacrifice himself in a real world. He will be brought to sacrifice himself in a real world. But for the sake of the verbal universe which has been fashioned for him, we must try to grasp the profundity of this upheaval. The human being has enormous means at his disposal, and he acts upon and in the real world, but he acts in a dream. He seeks other ends, those the incantational magic of propaganda purposes for him, than those he will really attain. The ends he is expected to reach are known only to the manipulators of the mass subconscious, and to them alone. And it's true, most people are in a hypnotic state. They're being guided step by step towards giving up all the rights, all the freedoms, and they don't mind. What's scary is that they don't mind. Tyrants were used to, if you read history. But when the public don't mind something has happened to the people, it means they have no mind of their own. They have nothing to hide, they say, and yet wars were fought in the past to have privacy and peace within your own home. Now we don't even own our own homes. And again, no one's really complaining about it either. What's happened to the public? Well, the public have been trained that everything's been taken care of by Big Brother and his cohorts. You know, all these people who come out of special wombs, different birth canals than you and I. The ones that are up there in high bureaucratic positions, the experts and scientists, are taking care of all the world's tough problems for us because it's all too difficult for us to understand. That's how we've been trained to view it, or not even to look at it, in fact. That's the world in which we live. It's a matrix. And for those who are conscious, the hardest job is trying to wake anybody up. Now, since one in thousands can wake up, it's rather the chances of someone in your own family waking up with you are incredibly small. So don't beat your head against the brick wall. Look for those who are trying to wake up. And that's what they meant in all ages. Let the dead bury their dead and try to get those who are trying to live. They're trying to get up from the dead. You make the dead to walk. That's what that always meant in all ages. You've got to do it yourself, and you've got to feed it to the people very slowly. Don't overload them with anything, and don't give them the more complex books to begin with. Use your own words, words which they can understand, and relate it to their own experiences so they can really understand. Because we are living in a very clever, very advanced, mind control form of society the world over. And the world is being standardized into the same system, which further decreases the chances of peoples in other countries waking up. When you have no one else to compare yourself with, that's the problem with global government. When there's no other country or people or culture to compare yourself with, you will not question your culture at all. And that is fact. Any historian knows that. And anyone who's studied the technique of civilization knows that too. Elal goes on to say on page 373, I've made it quite clear that propaganda is not the defense of an idea, but the manipulation of the mob's subconscious. The hope proposed and the contradictions of propaganda come to this. The citizen receives a blow in the face from his neighbor on the right, which fortunately is compensated for by another blow from his neighbor on the left. If propaganda involves calm exposition of political theories among which the citizen might choose intelligently, contradictions would be beneficial and would leave the citizen a free man. But this is an impossibility from the moment the propagandist possesses material means for exerting action on the mob and knowledge of the secret recesses of the human psyche. The man who upholds a political theory presumably believes in it. I take the case of a politician who acts from conviction and not from personal interest. He will indeed strive to present his convictions in the best possible light and to secure the adherence of the greatest number of his fellow citizens. To do this, he will, of course, make use of the most efficient means. So, like any totalitarian, he will proceed to rape the mob, propagandistically. And rape remains rape, though it be affected by 10 political parties 10 times in a row. Altering the outward form does not alter the substance. Think of the parades, for instance, of Nazi Germany, the somber and fanatical rites of blood and soil. In the United States, the equivalent for the most part revolves around rites involving scantily clad girls. It is all a matter of temperament. The psychic aim is the same, and it is ruinous to democracy. So he's telling you about all the things you take for granted, including the use of sex, etc., in young girls, which symbolically mean the young generation of breeders into the subconscious mind, all doing their dancing for Uncle Sam. An idea. That's all it is. A collective idea that's been put into your mind by professionals. I'll be back after the following messages.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost.
Hi, folks.
Everybody knows the
fire. Alan Watt with Cutting Through the Matrix. And just before I go to the caller, remember what Bertrand Russell said. He said, there is no nonsense so arrant that it cannot be made the creed, the belief of the vast majority by adequate government action. In other words, the public can be made to believe anything. Bertrand Russell, check that one out for yourself. Hello, Alan from England, are you on the line?
I've been waiting. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, Alan.
How
Bertrand
are you?
Russell also said that people would rather die than think.
That's right.
Alan, I've only discovered you in the last few months. Like you, I was a session player. I didn't know you were a session player. Mm-hmm. Myself, I'm in my 40s now, living in Devon and writing books and teaching.
Uh-huh.
I work for Jeff Wayne Music and Billy Gray and people like that.
Yep.
You probably know a few of those names.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed that, I want to get to the point very quickly, I noticed that you don't deal with the current affairs of what's going on. I suppose mm-hmm. that's your technique. And, you know, you deal with the historical information, which I think is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask you a question. Do you know anything about the exopolitics?
The reason I don't go into what's happening day by day is because I'm beyond that. I mean, what's happening today I knew would happen years ago. And there are big talkers out there who do cover the daily events. And to me, there's no real point in that because we have to look at what's coming in the future, where their goal is. That's what we have to look at.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I like the idea of international citizens, international war crimes tribunals. I think that's a good idea,
mm-hmm.
Especially when you can get some countries behind it, like Alfred Weber is suggesting. But I'd like you to, I'd like you to talk about that a bit further, and get off the line, you know. I mean, give Hamish a wee little pat on the head for me.
Yeah, will do.
And one day soon, I promise you, my brother, you will be one of the, you know, one of the sort and one of the people that will most people will listen to and will be listened to. There's no doubt about it, and more people will listen to people like you.
Yeah, it's happening.
And that's right, what yeah. our job is, if you like. So God bless you, and let me get off the line and let you talk about subjects like exopolitics and that sort of thing or whatever you know about it, rather than, the history and what's happened in the past.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I'll send you an email, okay?
Yep, will do.
Okay, thanks, Alan.
Yep, bye now. Yeah, the thing about, as I say, I don't really go into the day-by-day events because that's part of technique, is the reporting of events, which can seem overwhelming to the average person. And if you're hit with more than four major events, real or imagined, doesn't matter. In one day, you can't cope. Your mind breaks down. You actually become easier to control by more propaganda when you start to freak out because you're being hit like a machine gun with bullet after bullet of what bills are being passed through parliament or government, who's doing it, etc. But they don't tell you what the long-range goals are. And that's where I'd rather look. What are the effects of it all? I'll go into the exopolitical side of it next Friday, perhaps. So from up here in Northern Ontario, from Hamish, my dog, and myself, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you. With three.